Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on transforming a DJ intro from session view into arrangement view for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. If you've ever built a loop that feels good in session view, but then struggled to turn it into a proper track intro, this lesson is for you. Because in drum and bass, especially jungle and that classic old school sound, the intro is not just a warm up, it's the first part of the story. It sets the swing, it hints at the bass. It gives DJs room to mix, and it builds the pressure before the drop. Our goal here is to take a DJ-friendly intro idea, perform or sketch it in session view, and then shape it into a real arrangement in arrangement view that feels intentional, punchy, and mix-ready. Think Dark 94 energy with clean modern control. That means chopped breaks, dubby atmosphere, a teasing bass line, and clear phrasing that a selector can actually work with. So let's start with the mindset shift. In session view, you're usually testing ideas, you're feeling out the groove, the sound palette, and the energy. In arrangement view, you're making decisions. You're saying, this is where the intro opens, this is where the tension rises, and this is where the drop finally lands. A really solid DNB intro often lives in 16 or 32 bars, and it's usually broken into readable chunks. For example, the first 8 bars can be mostly break and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 can introduce a little more movement, maybe some extra percussion or a bass hint. Bars 17 to 24 can open things up further, and then the final section before the drop can give you that classic pre-drop lift, maybe with a fill, a rewind-style effect, or a short moment of near silence before impact. Before you move anything, take a look at your session view setup. Keep it simple and functional. A good intro sketch might include a main break, a top break or percussion layer, a bass teaser, an atmospheric texture, some effects, and maybe a return track for delay or reverb. You do not need a huge pile of elements. In fact, one of the biggest mistakes in intro writing is trying to make it too full too early. For your break processing, start with the basics. Use EQ 8 to clean up any rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. If the break feels boxy, gently carve some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. Then use drum bus to add a bit of glue and grit. You're not trying to crush the loop. You just want it to feel alive, a little dirty, and controlled. If the top end feels harsh, don't kill it completely. Just tame it a little so it doesn't fatigue the ear. Now, once you've got a usable session view sketch, it's time to commit. Drag those clips into arrangement view or record the performance into the timeline. This is where the intro becomes a structure instead of just a loop. And when you're arranging, think in blocks. Don't just copy the same 2-bar loop across 32 bars and call it done. Use variation. Use contrast. Make the listener feel the track evolving. A practical way to build this is to start with a minimum. Bars 1 to 8 should be your DJ entry zone. Keep the bass very light or absent. Let the break and atmosphere do the work. Then in bars 9 to 16, add one new detail. Maybe the hats open up a little more. Maybe a ghost note shows up. Maybe the texture gets brighter. Small changes matter a lot in drum and bass, because the groove is so fast and so information dense. A strong old-school intro often sounds like it's always moving, but it's not actually busy. That's the trick. It breathes. It evolves. It gives you motion without clutter. A lot of that comes from break editing. Try duplicating a 2-bar break, and then swapping in a slightly different version at bar 9 or bar 17. Add a tiny fill at the end of a phrase. Maybe a snare flam. Maybe a reverse hit. Maybe a short pickup kick before the next bar. These tiny edits make the arrangement feel human and intentional. Now let's talk about the bass tease, because this is one of the most important parts. In a jungle or DNB intro, you usually do not want to reveal the full bass line right away. You want to hint at it, make the listener earn it. A good trick is to keep the bass low and level, mono, and filtered at the start. You can use auto filter to low pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, and then slowly open it up as the intro progresses. A touch of saturator or overdrive can help the bass read on smaller speakers without needing too much volume. One classic move is to use the bass like a call and response. Don't play the full pattern. Just hit one note or one short phrase, then leave space. That silence is powerful. In drum and bass, space creates weight. If you give the low end everything too early, the drop has nowhere to go. As you move deeper into the arrangement, automation becomes your best friend. This is where the intro starts to feel like a proper build. Automate filter cutoff on the break or bass teaser. Automate reverb or delay sends on selected hits. Maybe automate drum bus drive slightly upward as the intro gains energy. You can even automate a brief dip in level before the drop, which makes the impact feel bigger when everything comes back in. A nice practical setup is to put Echo on a return track for dubby delay throws. Use it sparingly, maybe just on one stab, one snare, or one fill. Don't leave it running all the time, or the groove will get washed out. And if your reverb or delay is starting to mask the break, clean up the return with EQ. A high pass around 200 to 400 Hz on the reverb return is often enough to keep the low end tidy. When you're shaping the intro, always check it against the drop. That's a huge mixing habit to develop. The intro should feel lighter than the drop. It should leave room. If the intro is already huge, the drop won't feel like a payoff. So compare the low end, compare the density, and compare the stereo image. Keep the sub centered and controlled. Let the atmosphere be wide if you want, but keep the bass tight. Another important thing is phrasing. Drum and bass loves clear 4-bar, 8-bar, and 16-bar movement. If your intro doesn't respect those phrase lengths, it can feel awkward for DJs. A selector wants to know where they are in the tune, so give them a stable first section, then a clear lift point, then a clear pre-drop runway. Even a tiny change at bar 8 or bar 16 can make a huge difference. If you want the intro to feel more like a real DJ tool, ask yourself one question. Can another track play over this? If the answer is yes, you're on the right track. The intro should work in context. It shouldn't need to be solo to make sense. That means your groove has to be clean, your low end has to be polite, and your effects have to support the rhythm instead of burying it. A great old-school style intro often has a few signature moves. Maybe a fake drop where the bass appears for a moment and then cuts out. Maybe a short filtered sweep on the drum bus. Maybe a half bar of near silence before the first proper hit. That little bit of negative space can be massive in drum and bass. It gives the drop attitude. Here's a really useful workflow in Live 12. Build your intro loop in session view. Keep it focused. Then drag it into arrangement view and create three energy zones. The first zone is bare bones and mix friendly. The second zone adds motion. The third zone starts teasing the bass and pushing tension. Use clip duplication, small edits, and automation to create that movement instead of constantly adding brand new layers. And remember, contrast is everything. If every section is doing too much, nothing feels like it's arriving. The intro should earn the drop. It should not give the whole game away in the first 8 bars. Let the drums breathe. Let the bass stay hidden for a bit. Let the atmosphere set the scene. Then open it up just enough to make the drop feel dangerous. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the intro too full too early. That's the easiest way to kill the drop. Second, don't forget clear phrasing. DJs need structure. Third, don't drown your break in reverb. Too much wash kills the punch. Fourth, keep the sub mono and under control. And fifth, don't let your effects mask the groove. The intro should frame the drums, not fight them. If you want to push the vibe even further, try layering a distorted parallel break bus underneath a clean one. Just a little saturator or overdrive on a duplicate drum group can add grime without losing the original punch. You can also widen the atmosphere while keeping the sub dead center. That contrast sounds huge in club systems and still works on smaller speakers. For a really classic jungle feel, try alternating break voices every 4 bars. Use one version that's filtered and tight, another that's slightly more open, and another with a small ghost hit or extra chop. That keeps the intro evolving naturally without sounding over-designed. You can also hide a subtle motif in the background, like a chopped vocal fragment, a vinyl stab, or a distant reverb drone. Stuff like that gives the intro character and replay value. As a final check, zoom out and listen to the whole intro with the drop in mind. Does the first section give enough room to mix in? Does the middle section create movement? Does the final section clearly point to the drop? If yes, you've done the job. You've turned a session view sketch into a proper arrangement view intro with story, tension, and mix translation. So the big takeaway is this. In drum and bass, the intro is not filler. It's part of the drop narrative. Build it with intention. Keep the low end disciplined, let the break breathe, and use arrangement changes to make the energy climb. That's how you get a jungle or old school DNB intro that feels authentic, DJ friendly, and ready to hit hard. Now go back to your project. Take that loop out of session view, and make it tell a story in arrangement view.